MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Investment Strategist. Isaac, appreciate the early morning time. I want to start at home, South African Reserve Bank. In a recent note you put out, you mentioned their mandate, stable inflation in the interest of balanced and sustainable growth. Current high rates means we've got no growth. It's almost a choke on the economy. Is our SARB, as some people suggest, getting it wrong with our high rates?
Good morning. Yeah, that's a tricky one. The SARB's argument has been that our biggest constraint on economic growth is, in fact, on the supply side, not the demand side. In other words, you know, where central banks normally play in the demand side, they raise interest rates to lower demand. But our problems are with electricity, logistics, just general poor performance from the public sector, making it very difficult to do business in this country. So that's their argument. And I don't think anyone can disagree that that is, in fact, the case, that we have massive supply side problems and that, you know, we need serious reforms to get to solve that. And, you know, fortunately, we seem to be making some progress in some of those areas. That being said, I think, you know, interest rates could still be a bit too high for the domestic economy, and where they stand now. I mean, if you think of a repo rate at north of 8%, inflation is sort of hovering around 5%. I mean, that's quite a big real repo rate. In other words, once you the gap between interest rate and inflation. So I think that means the, you know, rates should start coming down soon. You know, we can all quibble 50 basis points here or there, but I think basically SARB policy has been correct over the last couple of years. But I think, yeah, there is definitely room for them to cut rates if you only look at the domestic situation, which I think is where things get a little bit tricky.
Well, so that's in my follow-up. I mean, can we, as you know, truthfully, you did a note and you were talking around planets and, you know, the giant planets. I mean, we're not even a small moon in the global economy. What, about 0.5% of global GDP? Can we cut before the Fed? I mean, we've seen others do it. I mean, Brazil's cut, Chile's cut, Hungary's cut. Can we do that?
We can. I mean, the difference is those economies raised rates very aggressively, which we never really did. I mean, so Brazil went from 2% to 14%. You know, we went from 3.5% to 8.25%. So they had big, big aggressive rate moves. I think, therefore, they can still cut, and they have cut quite aggressively. Yes, we can move before the Fed moves, but the SARB is not going to move without having a fairly good idea of what the Fed is going to do. I think therefore, you know, the Fed does sort of limit room for maneuver for central banks, small central banks like the SARB, but also even some of the bigger ones like the European Central Bank and so on. You know, the fear, of course, is that if we cut rates sharply and they don't, then you're going to end up with further rand weakness, and that is going to feed into higher inflation. So that is, I think, the main reason why the SARB will want to keep a very close eye on what the US Central Bank is doing.
I take your point on that. We're kind of defending our rand, because if we don't defend our rand, then we get inflation. So in a roundabout way, they are 100% on mandate. If we take it offshore, US inflation initially fell fast. And there was a point last year where it was just like absolutely collapsing. But it's now been stuck sort of plus 3% since June of last year, currently 3.8% in April. This is a factor of, the truth of the matter is, the US economy remains quite strong. And therefore, getting that inflation back to the 2% target is proving fairly sticky.
Yeah, and the Fed officials all speak about having the confidence that inflation is falling and is on a stable trajectory. You know, the confidence before they can start cutting rates. And as Powell himself said last week, you know, the recent strong data, both on the growth side and inflation side, suggests that confidence is not there yet. So I think that does mean that they will want to wait another month or three before cutting rates. However, there's another complication, which is that there are two broad inflation measures in the US, CPI, and then there's another one called PCE. And the PCE is actually the one the Fed looks more closely at, and we'll get that number next week. And that number tends to run quite a bit lower than CPI, and is probably moving closer to the Fed's target, and therefore still does give them the room to cut rates later this year. But as I said, it has definitely been postponed. I mean, the market initially priced in March cuts, and now it's sort of talking about July.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, we're talking, what, six cuts in there. Well, there are not even six meetings left this year, so there's no chance we're getting less. And, of course, that PCE, smaller weight to rental inflation and other small tweaks, but I take your point. It does look better than the traditional CPI. We'll leave it there. That's Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Investment Strategist. Isaac, appreciate the early morning time. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Can Saab cut ahead of the Fed? I like Isaac's point there. Yes, but, and the but is, if we're too far ahead, Iran weakens, inflation comes back. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.